I'll share a couple things with you. Today is my husband's and mine 44th wedding anniversary. Yay! So the stars have aligned. He remembered, I forgot. It's usually the other way around. The other thing is that I'm soon to be 88, which is a blessing. So I say that. People say, why do you say that? I say, because you can be that age and be like this. You don't have to be, you know, all my friends, not all of them, because you're my friends, but many of my friends are on walkers or wheelchairs. And, you know, when I had my heart attack a year ago, on December 19th, I saw myself leave my body. And I saw my body below me, and I yelled, no, I'm not going. I said, put me back. I said, I'm not going to leave my husband with this trauma, period. And so they put me back. And it was a miracle because it was 40 minutes from the time I hit the floor until I was in my ICU room. Just boom, boom, everything worked. Everything, the emergency was there in 10 minutes. The ambulance was there in 15. I got to the hospital. The helicopter was already spinning. They loaded me in. I will not go on a helicopter again, hopefully, because I have car sickness and it really activates. Have you ever been on one? Oh, you know, and so, and the only thing I remember is, oh, as they cut my top off, that's one of my favorite shirts. And then I spent 5 days in ICU teaching the nurses and the doctors. And my last report is my heart is completely healed. Even the valve damage. And that then I was informed that I had two major strokes and to call my neurologist right away. And I said, but I don't have any symptoms. So by the time I called the neurologist and they did an MRI, it was gone. So that's where I live. That's where I live. Nothing is impossible. And I'm always puzzled. No, not puzzled. I find it interesting who shows up for these talks because my talks are not the airy-fairy talks. There is a book out there that after the talk, I highly recommend you get. If you have not read it, it is funny. It is hysterical. It's called ET 101. And it's called The Cosmic Instruction Manual for Planetary Evolution that you forgot to read. And it is really funny. So today I'm basing the talk on that. And, you know, when you're on the other side, there's no pain. There's no anything. It's just wonderful over there. I've been there 4 times. It's incredible. And you don't necessarily want to come back here. But when you're over there, depending on where you go, your soul does not have the opportunity to grow because it doesn't have the friction, nor the situations where you can move more towards love. And there are several levels on the other side, and you go where you're at when you go. So I want you all to close your eyes just for a second. I want you to imagine you're on the other side and you're in a classroom. We've all been called into this classroom. And up front are your spirit guides and angels and masters and archangels and you know, whatever you believe in, whether it be Tukashala, or Allah, or Christ, they're all up front. And they're telling you that Earth has made a request. And that request is to transmutate to the fifth dimension. But it can't do it by itself. So it needs help. And they need volunteers. So they remind you of how beautiful Earth is and how it's your obligation to help Earth and all of those things. And you get all, oh, this would be wonderful. I can't wait to get back there. Sure, I'll volunteer. So you put up your hand and you volunteer to come back at this time. And they gave you a manual, but you didn't read it as to what your part in this was. So your part in this is to move to a place of total love, starting with loving yourself. The challenge is that if you want to love yourself, you have to love everything else also. And you can't love everything else until you love yourself. So there's this constant balance of experiences that you'll get back and forth. But what's happening now at this time is absolutely perfect. And you volunteered. Doesn't make any difference how challenging the lessons are. It doesn't make any of that. You put your hand up and you said, I'll go. And then you completely forgot. So as the Earth evolves, it can't do it by itself. It can't change because so much of its minerals and energy is us. In fact, the difference between a tree and ourselves, we have 90% of our DNA in common. So until you can just start with loving Earth, you know, there's no self-love. Anything that you don't love is a lack of self-love because it's all one frequency, and that's love. So as they talk about the bliss, they talk about this love and they say, you can walk in pure love. You can do this. And you say, oh yeah, I love myself. I can do this. I can go back and do this. And then they say, in order for Earth to transmute, and every being on this planet to transmute, you have to, let me rephrase that. It is required that you eliminate all your karma. Now, you have totally forgotten what your karma is. And of course, there's karma from past lives. There's generational trauma and karma, and there's also that karma that you create minute by minute by minute just by what you say. So all of that has to go, and they promise to give you the opportunity to clear it, which means that they are going to give you the experiences that would be the most effective in clearing your karma. Now, they can do things like putting on this planet things that it's going to be the hardest for you to love, things that you're going to enjoy, judge, violence, murder, all of those things. You know, if you've read Beyond Imagination, you know that my mother, who was extremely abusive, was my greatest gift. And I honor her for that because without her, I would not be here. Period. So as long as you are into forgiveness, you're still judging. understand that everything that comes into your life, whether it's a relative, news, anything that comes into your life, is for your greater good. Period. The heart attack was a great gift to me. I can't even go into words how it has changed my life. So when you eliminate your karma, they're talking about eliminating it since there is no time and space in the past, present, and the future. So everything you say today is creating that future. So you will change, and the ego doesn't want you to change. So it will put obstacles there. But nothing can come into your life that doesn't match a frequency within you. Now, let me say that again. Nothing can come into your life that does not match a frequency within you. For instance, when someone does something to me and my triggers get pushed, and they still do, I say immediately, who have I done that to? Who in my earth past does this make me feel like? And the minute I get to that point of activation, then I can clear it. But until I get there, I'm just the victim. And you all who have heard me before know I do not believe anyone's a victim. Period. End of conversation. You know. And I'm trying to think of his name, the scientist that's can't talk and is in a wheelchair. Stephen Hopkins. Someone asked him, hasn't it been horrible in your life to be like this? And he said, no, because if I were any different, I couldn't travel to the places where I get the knowledge that I do. I remember when I was working in education, and colors are something that can change your reading level, change anything. And I was working with a cerebral palsy child, and we had found that certain colored glasses can change a physical challenge. So we found out that his color was yellow. So his parents spent all this money to go out and get him yellow tinted glasses. And they got them, and he put them on, and he was a severe cerebral palsy. I mean, jerking, hardly walk, you know, stumbling. Put those glasses on and walked perfect. Took them off, put them on the floor, and stomped on them. And said, no, I came here to teach non-judgment to people. End of conversation. But he had, and he was only 17, and he had that knowledge that it was not important for him to have that perfect gait, that perfect walk. Another example, right now I'm working with a young man. I work with a lot of people on Facebook. I'm on Facebook a lot. Number one, I can hear better on Facebook, and I have a lot of fun on Facebook, don't I? And so I'm working with this young man, and he cannot figure out why people around him do things that aren't true, are breaking the law, getting arrested when he hasn't done anything, getting thrown out of apartments, not getting his money back, his security back. All of those things. And I looked at him and I said, let's see. You're driving without a license. You're doing this. You're doing that. And if you are breaking the law, even if it's a little bit, then the universe can only react to what you're doing. So there is a perfect feedback. In the native way, it's a circle. What you send out comes back. End of conversation. So if somebody triggers you again, ask yourself first, have I ever done that? Have I ever done that? You know? So you look at your childhood, the people around you, when people in other lifetimes, people in your moment, all of that. I find that, I know people say don't watch TV, but I find movies and things are really good for me because I can be triggered by something in the movie, and it will trigger me and give me an emotion, and it immediately tells me that that trigger is in me. When I watch MASH, I just sit there and cry and cry and cry because I can see pieces of myself, the arrogance of one, you know, all of those, and I just say, oh, wow, get to work, clear these. Clear it. Understand that you're still doing this. So, my next question, or from Spirit, by the way, I was writing this morning at 8 o'clock, and Spirit said, I don't know why you're bothering. I'm going to talk. So, you know, the question for you is, are you willing to balance this karma? Are you willing to be honest with yourself and understand that this is your matrix, your life, your reality? Can you do that? And boy, it's flowing right now just like crazy. And I'm going to say something, and it is simply an example. I have not set it up at Asheville, except to a couple friends. But in Asheville, my friends up there for years have said, we can survive anything. Mother Earth is going to fight back. We do not want the government in our lives in any way. Guess what? Prayer answered. Every word you say is a prayer, and the universe hears it and answers it. Not always the way you want it answered. But on the other hand, in Asheville, they've all said community is important. Helping others is important. Having hope is important. And that also is happening. So in catastrophes is some of the greatest growth. But I mean, the universe is absolute literal. My garden is just, let's just say, I can use some help in my herbal garden that's human to come down and work on it. By the way, I got that yesterday. And but when I first said it, I said to Kashala, because that's the word in Lakota for God. Sometimes I use God, sometimes I use Tkashala, sometimes I use something else, because they're all the same. So I said, please send me something to help me weed the garden. You saw this, didn't you? And the next morning we went down, and there was a deer in my garden. Now, I have a 9-foot fence around it. It had eaten 30 strawberry plants. It had eaten everything. I mean, my garden was weeded. But I was not specific enough. You know, so understand that that's what happens. Now remember, this is all your preparation for being for helping yourself and Mother Earth transmute into that fifth dimension. Okay. I just get a kick out of it sometimes. Whenever you say a word, any word, you give it power and you make it your own. So there for a while, after some things that had happened, I'd wake up in the morning and I would say, well, I wouldn't say. The first thing I'd do would be to check my body to see if it hurts. Wrong. Because it immediately began to hurt. You know, so just checking on yourself, saying you're sick. Those of you who are on Facebook know I never ask anyone to pray for healing for me. I ask them to pray for me to remember my perfection of my physical body. Because healing says there's something wrong. And that's okay. By the way, if you are a healer, or if you are someone who prays for people, I have people write their own prayers because you do not want to interfere in their karma because you'll take it on. You know, and I have seen that happen several times. So just ask them to write their prayer or say, God, help them remember their perfection for their highest and greatest good. That keeps you out of trouble and allows them free will. Okay. The next thing that for you to do is to remove the rest of the low frequencies from around you, starting with some of the news. There are places you can go to be informed of what's going on without hearing the emotional roller coaster that's on the news. So let's start out with removing from your life gossip, hate, anger, judgment, and trying to impose your belief systems on somebody else. You know, that's not your job. You know, we need workers like this in all of the representations of belief systems out there. Like I said, I don't care if you say God, Allah, Spirit, Takashla. Somebody has to work in that area. And when you approach someone, if you do not approach them, excuse me, cancel clear, you have the opportunity to approach them in their belief system first. And then they are able to hear you. Notice I use the word cancel clear. I use that all the time. Sorry. No, not sorry. God, I didn't mean that. Cancel clear. Just take it away. But you know, these are not, as you can see in my case, these are not, you know, nilly-filly things to do. They take watching yourself every minute. They watch. It requires you to listen to yourself every minute and to listen to others. But you volunteered. I volunteered. You could have stayed up there. But you said, I can do this. I remember standing just before I was born or put in my mother's uterus, my spirit guide standing next to me, and it felt like a male energy. I don't know. And he said, you know, you don't have to do this all in one lifetime. And I said, don't worry, I won't forget this time. When you go through that birth channel, all the knowledge you have is squeezed out. For me, birth is death, and death is birth. Because as you release, you remember it all. But I came in as that baby, not having any idea why I had chosen this family and this abuse and this. And I packed it in there. You know, I was labeled as retarded. I had an IQ of 40. They said to put me in an institution. My grandmother refused, thank God. I did not read, nor could I write my name until I was 9 years old. Totally, you know, thought in a different way. None of this made any sense to me. The kids waiting on the wires for me to get off the bus to play with me. That made sense to me. The fairies made sense to me. The birds talking to me made sense to me. But this stuff, nah, it didn't make any sense to me. So if you had that kind of experience, you know, you were still having some memories. So boy, nothing that's on here that I wrote has I get so tickled. I'm just going to throw out some words. You must do it. You should do it. You have to do it. When you say, I want to, that keeps it out there. Never comes to. I'm sorry. No. I apologize is okay, but not I'm sorry. I'm trying. You know, that delays it. Labeling anything, I don't care what it is. And that's a real challenge both on Facebook and on the news. When they put a label on it, you give it power. And our job is to change the frequency and give the power to only one thing, love. Period. None of what has been buried can be healed until it's brought to the surface so you know it's there. So our whole planet is having that happen. All of the violence, the anger, the hate, the manipulation, all of that is right up here. But now it can be cleared. The magic word's love. You know, and each one of you has a different purpose. People call me up and they say, what should I do? I said, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you if I did. You know, here's what I have used. And some of you heard about how I talked to my little girl and how I go out and talk to the birds and, you know, all of those things. This is down here in black and white. But if you pray for me to get well, you are giving power to me being sick. And since you've done that, who's next in line? You put it out there, that circle comes right back. I know this is not a happy thing to hear, but, you know, it's the way it is, you know. The primary directive is to heal and love yourself because you are the universe. And until you heal and love yourself, you can't help with anything else. If you don't love yourself and you're sending love to Mother Earth, it just gets neutralized. Yeah, we make mistakes, and that's okay. That's all right. And I made two of them. But immediately say, I love myself. I love myself. I choose to rephrase that. I choose to take this path instead of this path. And I've never seen a group of people be challenged as we're being challenged right now. In every way imaginable, on every level imaginable. You know? Bill reads a lot of my Facebook stuff, and I print a lot of them off and take the word should and must and cross them out. Because it's, you have to do this. We must walk in love. No. You can choose to walk in love. You don't have to do anything. Maybe you're a person like my mother that came here to really challenge somebody to understand honor and love. Because without her, I wouldn't understand any of that. Without that voice speaking to me in that hospital room that said, how dare you forgive? This was a real live voice that spoke to me, and it said, how dare you forgive her? I said, excuse me? They said, you get down on your knees and you honor her. She volunteered to come here and train you, and she almost lost her soul in the process. She loves you more than what you can ever imagine. That's the day I got freedom. And a lot of you, because you're my friends, I know you've had those people in your lives. You know, I hear the young kids, my mother, my father, da-da-da-da-da-da. And then they don't want to hear me. Because there are no exceptions. These are some things I printed off Facebook that friends of mine sent, and I'm just going to share you with them. One is, anything unresolved within your energy field will keep manifesting itself in your physical, mental, or emotional and spiritual life until you resolve it. There's no escaping this. And it's up to you. Not me. You know. Now there are avenues you can go. You can go to Reiki. But unless you believe in Reiki, unless you go in there with an intent, you'll walk out of Reiki feeling wonderful, and 2 weeks later you'll hurt. Again, or whatever you went in there for. The Reiki and the hands-on healing and the massage, those are all portals that open up opportunities for you. They're not bad. I'm not saying they're useless. They're very necessary. Here's another one. The universe responds to your frequency. It does not recognize your personal desires, wants, or needs. It only understands the frequency at which you're vibrating. If you are in fear, guilt, shame, you're going to attract people that make you feel more like that. If you're vibrating in love, joy, abundance, you're going to attract that. You know, people talk a lot of protection, and there are places where I've been where I think that protection might be a good idea, especially among some of the indigenous tribes. And when I went to a satanic meeting and almost lost my life, I was an atheist at that time, by the way. And I watched them sacrifice a baby. And that's when I really started reading everything, looking at everything. But if you're in love, you don't need the protection. But you can choose to move over here from it. Right. This is the last thing I'm going to say. I've run over. That's right. Never forget that you are one of a kind. Never forget that if there weren't any job for you in all of your uniqueness, the universe and earth need your uniqueness, not somebody else's. You are on this earth now because you volunteered. And not only will you transmute to the fifth dimension, so will Earth. And never forget, no matter how overwhelming life's challenges seem, that one person who walks in pure love can change the world instantly. That was written by Buckminster Fuller. So I congratulate all of you, because obviously if you're here, you signed up for this. Some of you are looking like, what have I done? But you know, and you wouldn't have been selected unless it was known that you could do this. So it's up to you. It's up to you, not me. You know. But to impose your belief systems on others is probably not a real wise idea. You know. There are many, many religions because those religions are attached to cultures. So think about this. Think about the fact that you did it to yourselves. And you can make it fun and you can laugh at yourself. And if you say, you know, if Bill would just stop using the word must on Facebook, that's going to come back here. That's not going to affect him. That has nothing to do with him. Lands here. It's a judgment. Okay. I picked a very special song. And it was written by a young girl by the name of Nightbird. And the title of it is, It'll Be Okay. So, and it will. And then, how about if we do the meditation? What do you feel, meditation now or after the song? Okay.
But Yet I burned them all. I blow through yellow lights and don't look back at all. I don't look back at all. Yeah, you can call me reckless. I'm a cannonball. I'm a cannonball. Don't know why I take the tightrope and cry when I fall. Oh, dang, oh my, now I can't hide. Said I knew what I wanted, but I guess I lied. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. If you're lost, we're all a little lost, and it's alright. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. If you're lost, we're all a little lost, and it's alright, it's alright. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright to be lost sometimes.
Be okay, or you'll get to come back and do it again.
And that'll be okay.
Thank you so much.